We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's Mary Dixon.
10 people are homeless after a fire last night near Central Park in Fullerton in Logan Square. A Chicago firefighter was hospitalized with minor injuries. Later this morning, Mayor Emanuel scheduled to welcome the new class of recruits at the Chicago Police Academy. The Sun-Times reports CPD continues to hire proportionally more white officers despite its goal of better reflecting the city's population. In 2016, CPD hired 1,300 officers, of whom 14% were African American, 36% were Hispanic, and 41% were white. Former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon is testifying behind closed doors for the House Intelligence Committee this morning as part of the panel's investigation into Russia's meddling in the 2016 election. Pope Francis is in Chile, where he's to meet with indigenous Mapuche leaders. In recent years, the Mapuche have burned churches in their drive to win the return of their ancestral lands and rights. Three Catholic churches have been firebombed today. It's not clear by whom. Japan's NHK broadcasters apologize for a false alarm of an incoming missile strike. It was withdrawn within a few minutes. The woman who gave the Irish band the Cranberries their fierce sound, Dolores O'Riordan, has died at the age of 46. O'Riordan had spoken publicly about her battles with mental illness in the last year. Police in London say they found nothing suspicious. A coroner will try to determine the cause of death. It's 8:03 on XRT.
Stormwatch. Leave extra early, Terry Hammerts.
Always solid advice on a snowy day.
There's a winter weather advisory in effect until noon. We're expecting 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulating today, especially near the lake. High in the low 20s, partly cloudy tonight, a low near 5 above, wind chills down to 10 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high in the low 20s. It's 14 degrees at the lakefront, 11 at Midway, 15 degrees at O'Hare, and the wind chill is zero.
There's a story circulating on social media that you see every year, pretty much. A story about a Fargo man who cleared the snow from his driveway with a flamethrower. Now, there are two things. Number one, it's not true. For those of you unfamiliar with Snopes, you can always check stories that seem a little weirder than actual. And number two, seems like a great idea. I mean, if you had a flamethrower, I don't have a flamethrower. I'm not going to get a flamethrower. But if you
wish I had a flamethrower, but I don't think that's the best use for it.
You would not be using it on the snow, I'm betting.
No.
And I'd be wearing protective gear, I think. So the flamethrower idea, bad idea, but it's nice to imagine that you could driveway with the flamethrower.
The driveway, that would be like number seven.
A flamethrower for domestic use, not a good idea.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.